You're now listening to the English news of Kang Tao Radio and Television Station. Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu, Permanent Deputy Secretary of the City People Committee, Chairman of the City People Council and representatives of the People Council of Kang Tao City, had a meeting with voters in Tân An, Anh Phú and Xuân Khánh wards, Ninh Kiều District, before the 13th regular meeting of the City People Council at the end of 2023. At the meeting, the delegates reported the results of implementing the resolution of the City People Council on social, economic, defense, and security in 10 months of 2023. In the spirit of democracy, voters in the wards have many opinions and recommendations regarding infrastructure investment, particularly upgrading unsynchronized roads and training system, textbook reform, tuition exemption, and health insurance. Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu recommended that representatives from the City and Ninh Kiều District People Council fully consider the comments and ideas of voters. Unanswered remarks will be submitted to the appropriate authorities, who will respond further at a future meeting. On the afternoon of November 3rd, Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiển, Vice Chairman of Kang Tao City People Committee, had a working session with the Philippine Ambassador, who is on a working visit to Kang Tao City. The Vice Chairman of Kang Tao City People Committee hopes that the Philippine Ambassador to Vietnam will focus on implementing many cultural exchange activities and investment promotion in the city's potential areas and strength, such as agriculture product processing, fisheries, organic agriculture production, and high-tech agriculture in the coming time. The Philippine Ambassador to Vietnam believes that the two sides will exchange and sign cooperation agreements on economy, culture, education, and natural disaster prevention between Kang Tao and various Philippine provinces to explore partnership potential. On the evening of November 3rd, the Kang Tao City Sports Association of People with Disabilities held a ceremony to celebrate the city's athletes' union for achieving excellent results at the 2023 ASEAN Paragames and the National Championships in Athletics, Swimming and Chess for People with Disabilities 2023. At the 2023 ASEAN Paragames, Kang Tao City had three athletes in Vietnam's swimming team competing and achieving 5 gold medals, 3 bronze medals, and 2 Southeast Asian records. The city athletes also won 10 bronze medals, 16 silver medals, and 34 gold medals at the National Championships in Athletics, Swimming, and Chess for People with Disabilities in 2023. With this accomplishment, the athletes were praised and rewarded by the City People Committee through the prescribed funding source and timely socialization to encourage the spirit of athletes with disability to continue practicing for competition in tournaments that brings achievements to the city. On the morning of November 4th, the Vietnam Career Friendship Association of Kang Tao City organized the Congress of Delegates for the 2023-2028 term. Attended was Mr. Trần Việt Trường, Deputy Secretary of the City Pay Committee and Chairman of the City People Committee. During the previous term, the Kang Tao City Vietnam Career Friendship Association accomplished given tasks admirably, contributing to the growth of cooperation between Vietnam and Korea. Many people-to-people foreign affairs activities with rich forms and content have been carried out by the association, with profound social-political relevance. On the morning of November 3rd, Nam Kang Tao University organized a seminar theme, Technology Application Trends for the Automobile Industry in the Context of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. This is a chance for scientists and people undertaking research and teaching in the fields of autos and power equipment to share information while also assisting students. The faculties of mechanical engineering at the institution contains a wealth of vital and useful material for graduates. On the morning of November 3rd, Kang Tao University, in collaboration with Action Aid International in Vietnam and Baguio Department of Agriculture, Industry and Rural Development organized a scientific conference with the topic Reducing Greenhouse Gas Emissions from Aquaculture. On the morning of November 4th, the Central Youth Union and the Central Vietnam Youth Union organized with TCP Vietnam Company Limited, Red Bull Brand, to organize the festival Youth Workers Spreading Positive Energy, Hậu River Delta Region at Bình Thủy Square, Bình Thủy District, Cần Thơ City. The festival lasts for 2 days, November 4th and November 5th, and includes a variety of relevant activities such as medical examination and treatment, health consultation, free medicine distribution for young workers, creating fairs with numerous booths selling rich, diverse, and necessary products for young workers, and so on. The festival organization aims to provide knowledge and skills to foster an interchange atmosphere and to encourage young professionals to enhance their work performance, contributing to the development of enterprises, communities, and country. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.